Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What's going on, all of y'all? I am so super excited because once again it is Sunday and we're hanging out here on 97.9 The Hill.
No point.
My name is Eric Pruitt. I'm a crime author and co-bartender at Yonder in beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. Hanging out with my partner in crime, massage therapist and co-bartender, Alexis Bravos. Bonjour, Alexis.
Hey, what's going on?
You know, we're hanging out in Hillsboro at Sunday, and we're trying to find a place to sneak a doobie.
Shh.
And I know one place where no one's going to be today, and that's the offices of WHUP. Let's go up there. Creaks.
All right.
Step on stairs.
I hope no one's
step
here.
Step on stair. Step on stair. Tiptoe, tiptoe, tiptoe. Here we go. Inside. Oh, no, we're not alone in here. It's Bob Burtman. Bob, what are you doing working on a Sunday?
Oh, gosh, getting prepared for our big biannual spring fundathon, which starts tomorrow, in fact, and goes for the whole week. So we are trying to generate cash.
When are you going to... This radio station here is one of the most successful radio stations in North Carolina, WHUP 104.7 FM on the dial. What could you possibly need money for?
Well, actually, we have a number of fixed operating costs, and most of our annual revenue comes from our listeners. So we are asking folks to go to WHUP this week and WHUPFM.org and make a donation in any amount. It's really appreciated, and it helps get us through the rest of this year. We're all volunteer, except we did hire a volunteer coordinator, our first paid position, a couple of months ago. And we are looking, hopefully, to generate enough funds to eventually hire a full-time station manager to replace me.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be there, but I would like to divest myself of some of the busy work that has consumed me and prevents us from moving forward with some of our master plans to take over the airwaves.
Bob, what are you going to do with all that extra time?
I have things to do. I have projects. I have a life, and I'm going to try and live it.
That's hot.
It is.
That's hot. You have been known on the streets for quite some time, Bob, as the curmudgeonly station manager of WHUP, but lately you've rebranded yourself into Hillsboro's sex symbol. How did you do that, and what advice would you give to people that are looking to go down that path?
I have no real idea as to why someone would perceive me differently now as they did then. However, I think the perception of me as a curmudgeonly person was inaccurate. In fact, just people who didn't know me saw the front person, the facade, and made assumptions that were incorrect. I've always been a happy-go-lucky kind of guy, an optimist.
Bob, it's called resting B-face. And as one person who has it to another, I'd like to welcome you into the fold.
And the B stands for Bob, resting Bob face.
Yes.
I have a crazy resting Bob face.
And speaking of Bob's face, is it true that if you raise a certain amount of money, you're going to shave your face into a porn stash?
Well, I have been offered an opportunity to fund the station for the next couple of years to the tune of $100,000 if I shave everything off but the porn stash. And I'm saying, okay, $100,000, you fess up and pony up, and then we will have that publicly filmed and posted on the WHUPFM.org website. Yes.
You heard that here, folks. $50,000 and Bob will shave his face down to a porn stash for the remainder of 2023.
That would be $100,000, and that would be for a duration of about 2 months.
Wait, you're only going to have the stash for 2 months?
Correct.
So that's $25,000 a month.
That would be $50,000 a month. You are math challenged. We are math challenged to some extent because we are always stumping for the public to support us. And we never know how much is coming in. We do know how much is going out. And we've had a lot of expenditures this year. We're a technology company kind of masquerading as a radio station. And As a high-tech enterprise, there are a lot of expenses to maintain the computers and pay all of our volunteer staff and otherwise keep the place going. Our electric bill alone is about $10,000 a month.
Dang.
Yeah. Let's
turn off some lights.
Yeah. You guys. Bob, when you are blessed with more time to yourself, are you going to have an AI do the 3D news for you?
I wish I could do that, but unfortunately, the model for the 3D news, which, by the way, airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m., prohibits the employment of AI or any other virtual creation to manage it. It's all manual. We are analog. I'm an analog being.
But AI wants to be just like us.
Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck. We will be the last human content provider standing.
But we are asking for a call out there if you're listening to Howdy Hillsborough, which, by the way, is on 97.9 The Hill. No point.
Y'all know the number.
We're here with Bob Burtman, and we are putting a call out there for anybody to get AI-developed images of Bob Burtman doing crazy things. Post them on our website. Tag us with Howdy Hillsborough.
Make an NFT out of it. Are they still happening, NFTs, or did they flash and die back?
I am an NFT.
I'm a crypto coin.
Buy us. We'll donate the money to WHUP.
Yes. Our goal is modest, 10,000. And we only do this twice a year.
My goal is 100,000. I want to see that porn stash.
Well, the porn stash. We would take the 100,000. In fact, we'll take anything above our goal, which is modest, but and we only do it twice a year. We don't preempt all our programming like the large, overblown behemoth on the left side of the dial that's now in the middle of their sixth fundraiser in 7 months or something like that. We just do the job that we always do, providing good, independently produced, local programming for our listeners and beyond. We have an amazing listenership that's worldwide, because we have on-demand programming.
Would you say that there's something for everyone on WHUP?
No question. Yeah, individual, discreetly produced and conceived shows that reflect in toto the community at large, and this is a very eclectic place. But each show might be narrow cast so that you would enjoy it, like R&B from 1968, a whole show about that. Or perhaps an eclectic Americana mix or whatever it may be. There's something for everyone, no question. Death metal, we have a death metal show.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. My friend Kevin has a show on Friday nights that's very interesting.
It is amazing. Kevin McKenna, shout out. He's incredible. He's been with us since the beginning.
Yeah. Bob, what's the most interesting news story you've reported lately?
Lately? Well, there's the resignation of our... Well, not resignation, the announcement by our mayor, Jen Weaver, that she is not running for re-election. That's an interesting piece. But a lot of stories about development. And that may seem boring to some people, but the character and integrity of our community depends on how we grow. And that's something that is constantly in question or in flux. And there's a lot of pressure on this town and on our county to grow faster than we really can manage. So we spend a lot of time looking at that and how that plays out on the ground.
You have a past as an investigative journalist, but you don't do that anymore. But there's aspects of that in the work that you do now. How do you keep, I know you have strong feelings about stuff like development. How do you kind of temper that when you're on the radio, or do you?
I tend not to temper. Yes, that's one of the luxuries of working without pay, is that you can do whatever you want. And so I do insert commentary and observations really into the news items from time to time. And sometimes I just deliver it straight, but it's kind of a unique format. We basically steal everyone else's news and refract it through our own unique whoopee lens.
Is that a whoopee lens?
Whoopee lens. That's like a word you used in 70s game shows that meant a booty.
Eric, are we getting paid for this?
You're getting paid 20% less than I'm getting paid because you're a woman.
As it should be.
And speaking of getting paid, we do have sponsors. One remaining sponsor out there that we need to hear from real quick. So why don't you stick around and we're going to come right back and talk with former curmudgeon, current sex symbol, Bob Birdman. Stick around.
I wish I had a pencil and mustache, the Boston Blackie kind, two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
I'm Charles Blackwood, Sheriff of Orange County, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
I've had more than a year to, I mean, I should be better at it by now.
Welcome back. We're here on 97.9 The Hill.
No point.
I'm Eric Pruitt, joined as always with Alexis Bravos. And here today we're talking with Bob Birdman, the station manager over at WHUP 104.7 FM. And we're about to ask Alexis some questions. Ain't we about to do that?
Yep. We are. If y'all have your own advice questions, you can come on down to Yonder Bar and drop them in the pickle jar.
Stick
that is
them
on
in
the
there.
Bar. Shove them right in.
Jam it in.
It'll fit. Be
It'll
creative.
Fit.
Or if you don't want to do that because you're crazy, you can enter them virtually.
Submit.
Through the portal. Submit at chapelboro.com/howdyhillsboro. And yeah, hit us with all your advice questions. Bob, are you ready to answer some questions with us?
I am so ready.
All right. Dear Alexis, I think my boyfriend has a crush on a coworker. I'm a naturally jealous person, but I'm trying not to act like a psycho. What should I do? Well, nothing. I mean, that's my first advice. Don't do anything. If you're really, I think it depends on the intensity of this crush. Like, are they hanging out? Are they like texting each other? Or do you just, is it a feeling that you have? You know, based on that, I would say either just ignore it because crushes are totally normal and natural. Or if you really want to have an honest discussion with him and just ask him about it, you know, he might not admit it. You might end up having like a very, you know, great talk, then do that. But, you know, I don't know how long you all have been together, but crushes are normal. They're going to happen. It's just human nature. Bob, what do you think?
Well, I would wonder about the level of trust in this relationship, because if she trusts him, then there's nothing to worry about.
Could be
if
a man,
if he is trustworthy.
Too.
But unfortunately, people don't trust each other, and so there are always concerns when someone glances even sideways at somebody else. A lack of confidence or insecurity, whatever it is, all play in. We are riddled with insecurities as a nation. But trust is the key. And if this person is trustworthy and she, that boyfriend, I mean, and she trusts him, then who cares? It's fine.
I go with the old adage, he who smelt it, dealt it. So if you think this person is cheating on you, chances are you're cheating and you're just like trying to deflect. But if you want to find out for sure, the only rational and sane thing to do is hire a private detective.
But
or insist on checking their phone constantly.
Oh, no, never do that. But
well, just, do it surreptitiously.
By the way, this could be...
which means sneaky,
This might not be a woman asking the question.
Oh, good point.
Just to throw that out there.
Yeah, good point. Same answer.
Yeah, same answer. But even if the partner, the boyfriend, is trustworthy in theory, I mean, it's all about how you perceive that person, you know? And that could go back to, like, what kind of love language you have. You guys know what that is?
Yes, yes.
Oh, what's
yes.
your love language, Bob?
Loud barking.
Eric, what's your love language?
Espanol.
All right, let's move on. Dear Alexis, where can I get tambourine lessons? Funny you should ask. We're giving them at Yonder Bar every weekend.
Every weekend. Every weekend. Bring your tambourine and let's just all jam together.
Bring your tambourine. Eric is an excellent tambourine player. And I'm getting there.
If you're just now joining us, we're on 97.9 The Hill. No Point. I'm Eric Pruitt, joined with Alexis Bravos. And we're here with Hillsborough daddy, Bob Burtman.
Not that I know of.
What's that?
Not that I know of.
Not that he knows.
Not that kind of daddy.
Okay. Yeah, the kid's got a new kind of daddy now.
Yeah, I don't understand the modern
daddy. Is Bob a zaddy?
I think he's still like daddy.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't understand the young people's vernacular.
Well, we're going to take a little break and let our one remaining sponsor talk while we school Bob up on daddy and zaddy. Y'all stick around and
we'll be right back.
Your best friend wrote and told me you had teardrops in your eyes. Daddy's home.
My name is Hubert Davis, and 97.9 The Hill is my hometown radio station.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carrboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Howdy, Hillsborough.
You hear that? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hillsborough daddy Bob Burtman right there. You're back with us on Howdy Hillsborough, 97.9 The Hill, No Point. I'm Eric Pruitt, joined, as always, by Alexis Bravos. We're in the middle of answering some Ask Alexis questions, and if you have your own questions, come on down to yonder and stick those questions in our pickle jar.
Shove them in.
We have so many opportunities for you to come down here and hang out with us this week, starting with Tuesday. That just so happens to be a book release party for yours truly with the Something Bad Wrong, my latest mystery novel, which the New York Times called evocative. And I looked that up. It's a compliment. That's going to start at 5:30 in conversation with Mr. S.A. Cosby, New York Times bestselling author, and myself. It's going to lead us right into open mic, which we have every Tuesday at 7:30. Wednesday, it's just a chill night. You can come hang out with me and let me make you drinks. Unless Alexis takes the shift. Thursday, it's Jazz Thursday with New Morning Jazz, followed by Friday, which is Cinco de Mayo. And we're partying the only way we know how with Hot Rooster, or on Cinco de Mayo, it's called Hot Gallo. And then Saturday is our Kentucky Derby party, which will be followed by a wonderful rock and roll set by Hillsborough's own King Pappy from 8 to 11. Pick an excuse to come hang out with us and party. But in the meantime, let's answer some Ask Alexis questions. Hit it.
That's going to be quite a week. All right.
Who needs an excuse?
No excuse.
Dear Alexis, I've been through a breakup and I've started going on dating apps. I usually suggest we go to places that I frequent, so I feel like I'm in a safe place. But the downside is when friends and acquaintances always see me out on these different dates and give me a hard time. While they are just having fun and I laugh along, it's definitely embarrassing to always have to hear about and be asked about my dating. What should I do? Well, I think that, you know, you're reacting to them, reacting to the fact that you're going on different dates with different people. And maybe they're just kind of ribbing you about it. I would say just don't always go to the same place where you know your friends are going to be. You know, pick a different date. I like to take my dates to Food Lion, Churton Grove. There's always a lot to see and do there. You know, you can buy your chocolate Yoo-Hoo. You can see security guards doing weird things. You know, sometimes I like to take dates down to like the alley behind WHUP because you can maybe catch a glimpse of Hillsborough daddy Bob Burtman leaving the station. Where do you like to take your dates, Bob?
Well, I mean, to get to the question, I mean, there's so much wrong with the question. Just to start off with, the whole foundation of the question is crumbling. First of all, I don't like to be in safe spaces. I like to be in risky, unsafe spaces. That's where you learn things. That's where you have adventures. That's where you have fun. And the second thing is the dating apps. Geez, what a waste of time and energy and emotional cachet. You just should get off of that and have your friends connect you. And then you're out and who cares? Because it's somebody you already know or somebody they know. And you can just have a conversation and pretend you're not on a date, even as you eye each other lustfully.
Mm. Well, I think it depends on your age group in terms of the dating app issue. Because I think if you're in Hillsboro and you're between the ages of, I don't know, 25 and 45 or 55 even, like, there's not a whole lot of choice out there. There's a particular demographic in this town.
There's more choice than you would think. And that's part of the problem, is that we get locked into this idea.
But how do you find those people?
You go out. You go out and you interact and you ask your friends to connect you with people. The circles that your friends have are not your circles. They're expanded. And the more you expand, the more people you can meet. And they know you. So they can actually connect you with people who share your passions and your beliefs and your troublemaking. You can do all of that. And the apps don't have much value. And as anyone who has used those things will tell you, the return rate is extremely low.
Have you used them, Bob?
No, I go back to when they had
Bob
personals.
Got a flip phone.
When they had personals in the local weeklies, and I did try a couple of those, and those, in fact, were kind of a waste. They were useless. Even when the person in charge of the personals tried to hand screen a few candidates for me. This was in Houston, and I remember one. I was sitting at a restaurant with my date, and the conversation was going along really well. It was a nice little Vietnamese neighborhood joint, and suddenly she leaned across the table and said, "Are you into pain?"
Yes.
"I'm into pain."
Yes.
And
oh,
I thought,
God, I
oh
love
no.
This.
You know, maybe there was a way to screen for that in an app, but I don't think so.
Oh, there definitely is, believe me.
That's hot.
But they don't put it down necessarily. They're holding that in reserve.
Yeah, not anymore.
You don't have to be honest online, and people generally are not.
I feel for the questioner, too, because, like, I don't like to go on dates where anywhere that my friends can see me because they'll tell my wife. So that's why my two choices are, like, you know, go out in Mebane or the John Wilkes booth right over here in the corner at Yonder. You could pull the curtain and do all the...
Come to the John Wilkes booth.
Go to Carrie. I mean,
nobody I know is going to be in
exactly.
Carrie.
Exactly. You'll be a total stranger in Carrie.
Yeah, just hit that Olive Garden and, like, you know...
Endless breadsticks.
Yeah.
By the way, Yonder Bar is a safe space if you're looking for one. I just want to put that out there.
And Bob does hang out at Yonder Bar, even though he says he doesn't like safe spaces.
Well, I try and make it unsafe. Well,
every time he walks in, we're like, Danger Bob is here.
Hillsboro Daddy Danger Bob. Man, hey, thank y'all very much for joining us. That's pretty much going to do it. But, you know, just a reminder to get out there and put some money in the WHUP Fundathon so that we can get that porn stash on Bob's lips, mustache rides all year for the rest of the year. That's what he's promising. We want to thank Bob Burton for hanging out. We want to thank all of you for listening. And until next week,
you're all set. No, you're all set. You're